But just to speak out, one ha'ara, and then another ha'ara, that's me'inyan le'inyan, ba'isaya inyan, that's negeya, not necessarily today's daf, but really all the dafim that we're learning right now, and just taking this sugya as the opportunity to go through these inyanim related to Tumas Meis and Tumas Kayanim and Tumas Nazir, etc., etc. And that is an epic Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer is in Yerideya. It's in Tshuva Shin Lamed Zayin. And it was written with regards to a very, very specific Shaila. But like with many Tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer, it's really a Hayra L'Dairis. So this is a precedent type Tshuva that is something that's Tein L'Chacham V'yech Gamoid. So there was a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There was a Yid. He was a Kayan. And he had a meeting with someone that he knew really, really well, an Eina Yehudi. So he's meeting this non-Jew in his chatzar, and as they're sitting, they're having coffee, suddenly he notices, out of the corner of his eye, there's a matseva. The Chassam Sofer describes it as a matsevas even. This was a tombstone, it was made of stone. Mushkeves al panel, it was lying flat. Tmuna bekarkes achatzar, it was somewhat underneath the ground, the hofchal gaba, and it was upside down. Either way, so this kohen gets up and he looks at the matseva, the nimtza kasev aleha, and he read it and it said the following: Poi nitman, right here is nitman ish hagun, Reb Zecharia ben Reb Yedidya, nifta be'erev yom kippurim shnas kuf nuntas. That is a yid, Reb Zecharia ben Reb Yedidya. He's an ish hagun. He passed away in the year Kuf Nuntas, which if he's keeping score, is 1398, Erev Yom HaKippur. Now he's a Kayan. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm in a Beis HaKvaris. A Beis HaKvaris Shal Yehudim. This is not Eliyahu HaNavi in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yodal. It's not Kivrei Yaakov, Yemetam, and Natmetam. He runs for his life, and he sends his Rav the Shaila, and he goes over to him and says, what am I supposed to do? And I meet this guy. This is a place that I frequent. In fact, the Ein Yehudi told him that, you should know, I have a Messiah. I heard this from my father, heard it from his father, heard it from his Zaydas, Elta Zaydas, this used to be a Beis HaKfar Shal Yehudim. This whole neighborhood is off limits. He has to sell his house now. He's Rebbe Yisrael. I don't even know what to do. He sent it to the Rav. The Rav also wasn't so sure what to do. So he sent this Shaila to Maron Rachke Bahag, the Chassam Sofer. And this was the question that was asked to the Chassam Sofer, that you have here an Ein Yehudi who claims to have a Messiah, that his little neighborhood, this cul-de-sac, and this development was once upon a time a Beis HaChayim, going back literally to the 14th century, and there's Kayhanim that live in this area, and the question is, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, like, what are you supposed to do? And there's a Shtigl Raglayim, Lodavid, there was a Matseva that was found. Poi nitman ish hagun Rabbeinu Chayim Rabbeinu Yedidin nifte be'erivim kippur kuf nun tes. So, the question is, how do you go about this? So the emphasis is, there's two parts to this tshuva. The first part, which the Chassam Sofer discusses, second, is do we even believe this Ein Yehudi? Mechteisa, because he said that that's what happened. Who said that's what happened? Now, there's a smoking gun, right? You have a matseva here, which would seem to lend a lot of credibility to what it is he's saying. A befar, mechteisa. Maybe it was brought there. You don't know for sure. Something went down here. The Chassam Sofer in his time says that this story happened 415 years ago. So even in the Chassam Sofer's times, this was an Alta Maisa. So, you know, things happen over hundreds of years. So, mehechetes. But that's really a sugya that when you're learning the Nemanus of an Ein Yehudi, the sugyas of Eidachanam and Bisurim, sugyas in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, beginning of Gittin, that's not for now. What we need now is the other part of the Tshuva. And that is, so you have here, let's say, a Beis HaKfaris, that at the time was over 400 years old. Does a kohen really have to be worried about walking in a Beis HaKfaris like that? Like, what are you concerned about? What do you think might be there? I understand, once upon a time, people were buried there, but this is not a current Beis HaKfaris anymore. This is an old, old Beis HaKfaris. For sure, undisputable, no one's been using this Beis HaKfaris for hundreds of years. So the question then becomes, what's the chashash? What's there? Let's talk this through. Is there a full mace there? Of course not. In Svar, I mean, it could be, maybe there was a big tzaddik that was buried there, but you don't have to be chayish for that. So to think that there's a full mace there is kemat not mistaber. You have kzayis basim in a mace. There's no kzayis basim in a mace. What's the chances that there would be a piece of basar? It's kemat not possible. Dam, there's not going to be any dam there. It's all going to be gone. You have atzomos. That atzomos also decompose. And being that atzomos decompose, it's not mistaber that there are atzomos. Now there's halacha of meloy tarvid rekev, which is really decomposed bones, that even if they're in dust form, they still have the ability to be metama. But the Chasam Sofer said that that's also for sure not a factor here. The reason that's for sure not a factor is because we had a whole daf where the Gemara discussed the kitzur shulchan aruch of meloy tarvid rekev. It has to be nikvar arum, it has to be a kevish al shayish, any galgalim, even if there's any little thing would be mavatal. So the chances of there being a rekev shayla here is also kamat not negeya. Maybe the luz bone, right? The luz bone. Chasam Sofer discusses that. And the Chasam Sofer says, we know the luz is not metama. Now, it's actually interesting because the Chasam Sofer really doesn't just simply say the luz is not metama. That's what Rabbi W.L. Weiss would have liked maybe the Chasam Sofer to say. But it's not what he says. He doesn't bring the Shelus Yaivitz, but he's mafalful a little bit. But he says at the end of the day, the luz is pachas me'etzim kisa'ira. So he's not worried about the luz bone. So if you think about it, what really could there be? What are you worried about? And by the way, even though matzevas, we're going to see this in the next couple of days on metama, and there's something called tumas kever. But that's only if there's a mace there. If there's no mace there, there's no problem. So at the end of the day, there's no mace. Last time somebody was buried here was 400 years earlier. What are you worried about? There's nothing there. So l'chayr, if there's nothing there, what's the problem? But a kohen can't walk into a beis hakfaris that 500 years ago had mace in? That's of course not true. So what's the problem? What could possibly be the issue? So the Chasam Sofer said that as much as we know b'metzias, that the nature of a body is that it decomposes with time, and we have the luz bone that Chazal told us, that's mamish, it's banu ba'ish of a mind. But ordinarily, that's not the way it is. But he says, there's two Chazals that are mavur not that way. Number one, he brings the Gemara Masech Tisnida, Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says that in the times of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Hananya, that's the great Tana Rabbi Yeshua, who lived circa Churban Bayesheni, Matsu Bar, they found a pit that was Malei Atzamos. It was filled with bones. And they did a little bit of an investigation, and they found out that this pit came from the bones of the chalolim that were killed during the times of Gedaliah ben Achikam, which was circa Churban Bayis Rishon, which is about 500 years earlier. So you see, said the Chasam Sofer, that there were atzamos that survived 500 years. Says the Chasam Sofer, they were all loose bones? It's not mistake. So you see that it's shayach for atzamos to survive. He brings a medrash that Tosfos quotes in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara, the medrash over there talks about the Mesa Yecheskel. So Yecheskel, we know, in the Navi of the Atzamas Yevashis, and the medrash brings a Shita, and this is mentioned per Chelik, that who were the Mesa Yecheskel? They were the Bnei Ephraim that left Mitzrayim 30 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they're around 1,000 years later in the times of Yecheskel, the Atzamas Yevashis. So you see that Atzamas could survive. So to simply say that we know Atzamas decompose, and the only Etzim that survives is the luz bone, it's not true. Because you see in Chazal, right? Chasam Sofer is not interested with science. In Chazal, you see two Mekairis, Mefurish. You have Nida Daf Samach Aleph, and you have Bamatzia Daf Ayin Aleph, where you find that there were Atzamas that survived hundreds, if not 1,000 or so years. So it's Shaykh for Atzamas to survive. So you can't just dismiss an old cemetery and say, what are you worried about? There's nothing there anyways. No, it's something that you very much have to be concerned with. Zokta Chasam Sofer, but the Teretz is Poshit, and the Emetz is, Umat Tzorich L'Raya, everything I'm saying now, it's all L'Ravcha D'Milsa, right? It's Gishmak. Oh, but the Emetz is, Umat Tzorich L'Raya, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Where is this Mefurish Gemara? It's a Gemara Mesech de Shabbos, Tav Kufnun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara tells a fascinating story. The Gemara says, Hani Kfu Loi, they were workers, these were diggers, Tavik Kafli Ba'arad Rav Nachman, they were working for Rav Nachman. So we know Rav Nachman was a great Sigvir, he was Chasna, the Beinasiya, he was the Edom by the Reish Kalusa. There's different Gemaras where he has workers and he has a whole staff. Either way, so these are the Kfuloi of Rav Nachman, and they were digging inside one of Rav Nachman's properties. As they're digging, all of a sudden, Nochar Bahu, all of a sudden they hear a sound. They look closer, and it was Rabbi Chai Bar Yoshia. Now Rabbi Chai Bar Yoshia wasn't alive. He was already la'achar kfurasai, and all of a sudden he starts groaning. They got scared. Also, unrelated to Rav Nachman, they come running to Rav Nachman. Nochar ben Gavra, there's someone who's groaning from the ground. Also, So Rav Nachman came, Amaleh, he told him, my name, who are you? Amaleh, he told him, I'm Achoy Bar Oishia. I'm Achoy Bar Oishia. Amaleh, so Rav Nachman tells Achoy Bar Oishia, V'lav Omer Rav Mori, didn't Rav Mori say, Asidei Tzadiki Tehavei Afra? That even the Tzadikim, after they die, their body turns into Afar. His body was b'shleimus. The Buddha's given nas for the mikvah. So he told him, I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. Rav Nachman couldn't understand it. How is it possible such a mitzvah? Amaleh. So he told him, Umani Mari. Who's this Mari that you're quoting? So again, Rav Nachman's having a conversation with Achoy Bar Yoshia, who's not alive. He's in his caver, but he's b'shleimus. And he's quoting to him chapter and verse. He says, I heard from Rav Mari that this is not the way it's supposed to be. He says, who's this Rav Mari? But one thing I know about, Doliadanale, Amaleh. So Rav Nachman said, listen, I say you don't know Rav Mori. Abba Hakroksiv, the emesis is a pasuk. And Rav Mori, when he said his chiddush, he backed it up by a pasuk. It's a pasuk that in Kehelas, it says, V'yashoiv ha'afar, ala aretz kishahaya. Man was created from afar, and one day he's going to return to afar. So it's a mafurish pasuk, Amaleh. So Rav Achoy told Rav Nachman, Dakayach Kehelas le'akayach mishle. I don't know who your rebbe was, but whoever taught you Kehelas never taught you mishle. Because the pasuk says urikavat somayis kina, it says urikavat somayis kina, and he darshened as follows: kol mi sheyesh loy kina belibay atzmoisav markiven. Someone that has kina belibay, someone that walks around with jealousy, atzmoisav markiven. Of a kol sheein loy kina belibay, ein atzmoisav markiven. But somebody that doesn't have kina, his atzamos are not going to be markif. Meaning it's true, there's a pasuk that says, V'yashayif ha'ofer ala aretz kishahaya. But that's only for someone that has kinah. But someone that doesn't have kinah, that person is not going to turn into offer. Utzurukav atzamos kinah. Either way, the Gemara continues over there, ayin sham. B'sedach sam sofer, it's a mafurish Gemara, where the Gemara says that although atzamos decompose, but you know what causes atzamos to decompose? What is the thing that triggers that chemical reaction that after a person dies, all of a sudden his atzama is decomposed? It's kinah. Urikav atzama is kinah. So if a person has kinah while he's alive, then when he dies, his atzama's not going to go. But if a person didn't have kinah while he was alive, then he's going to maintain his atzama's. So he says, you have to say that the Bnei Ephraim and all those mason from Gedaliah ben Achikam, they didn't have kinah. And because they didn't have kinah, they didn't have urikav atzama is kinah. That's why there was no problem. But the fact that usually if a person would go and he would reinter a body and there would be nothing there maybe, it's because there was kinah. Kinah is what's goyrim these atzama's to decompose. So the Chasam Sofer says that if somebody walks into a Beis HaKfar, it's an old Beis HaKfar, you can't assume there's no atzamas there. You have no right to assume that. The reason is because what do you mean? V'yoshev, no, but that's only if there's kinah. Urikav atzamos is kinah. So do you know whether these people had kinah, they didn't have kinah? Sasha Negei, the Shaila, the Chasam Sofer, what was the Shaila? Shaila was this Kohen, who's in the chatzar of this guy, and all of a sudden he finds this tombstone that says, Poi Nitman Ish Hagen Reb Chaim Reb Yedidin Nifta Be'er of Yom Kippur in the year 1398. Kuf Nun Tes. So the Chasam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says that as it relates to this person, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know who Reb Zechayim Reb Yedidya was. But Adarabba, if you're asking me, Oiki Hai Gavra Reb Zechayim Reb Yedidya Becheskes Kashas, I think we have a chiv to be Oiki this person Becheskes Kashas, Lehoyo by Kinna, that he didn't have Kinna, for Lehoy Nirkav, but Atzmoisav, his Atzmois were a Nirkav, and as a result, you have to be Chayish, that there may be a mace over there. I always had this hergish when learning this Chasam Sofer, that you can imagine there was a Yid who was Reb Chaim Reb Yedidya, who we don't know anything about. He passed away in the 1300s, and then one day he gets a call, they're bringing him into Azal Lichtig Gan Eden. He's getting upgraded wherever he is. But Amud Da'asi, the Chasam Sofer just wrote in a tshuva, he just paskined on you that you had no kinah, and that you were a cheskes kashus. Mamash Adavan Noir, who was this Yid that was zoicha to this line in the Chasam Sofer? That the Chasam Sofer said, Oiki hai gavir Reb Zechayib Reb Yedidya becheskes kashus. Shloi hoyo by kinah v'loi nirkevu atzmoisa. Mamash Apsak from the Hilgich Chasam Sofer, but Akoponim. So this Yid, Reb Zechayib Reb Yedidya, said, I don't know who he was, but he has a cheskes kashus, and I'm not going to say that he had no kinah, that he had kinah since Mistab, he had no kinah. If that's the result, you're a kohen, you can't go there. He says one Davar Neira afterwards. He says, the only Ha'ara I can hear, maybe, you're going to say that maybe he wasn't such an Ish Hagun, is because the Matzeva says that he was Nifta Be'erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis that if someone dies on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a Simin Ra. Because he came so close to getting the Kapara of Yom Kippur. So he died on Erev Yom Kippur. But listen to this line. He says, however, Ein L'meidim Midivri Agada, Elu L'schus V'loi L'chaifa. says, when it comes to Divrei Haggadah, you only can learn Tzchus, you can't learn L'chaif. I once showed this to an Adam Gadol. This is a very chash of a line. Ein lemeidem Divrei Haggadah, elo l'schus v'loy l'chaif. That you can't take out Chayver from Haggadah. The Haggadah that you can take out Tzchus, you can't take out Chayver. So the fact that you find in Divrei Haggadah that Meis Be'erev Yom Kippur, right, it says Meis B'matz Yom Kippur, it's Neira, because that means the person died with Slicha Mechila. But if he dies in Erev Yom Kippur, then he brings in parentheses, this is in the Tshuva, it says, V'shamati B'shem Agoyin Rav Sholem. Zatzal Farish, the Gabi Tzadik, Havi Kol Yoy Matzi Yom Kippur. Right, Meis B'matz Yom Kippur is a simon, it's a good sign, because it means that if a person dies a Tzadik is always Matzi Yom Kippur. She'etzmo, Shav, Yoy Mechel, Lefne Moisa. Because yesterday you probably did Tshuva, like Chazal say, you should do Tshuva one day before you die. But the Rosh is always a Meis B'Erev Yom Kippur. It's a V'divrei Pichachim Chayn, the Chassam Sofer brings. It's in parentheses in the Tshuva. But the bottom line is, this is what the Chassam Sofer says. L'maisa, at the end of the Tshuva, he came out and he said that it was mutter for this Kayin to be in the Chatzar, but not because he believed that that Tzomus of Reb Zechayim Reb Yedidya would have been Nirkav, because to the contrary, Oiki I gav Reb Zechayim Reb Yedidya b'cheskes kasha shaloi hayubaykinah v'loi Nirkavu atzmoisav. But at the same time, we're basing this all on the edus of this Eini Yehudi, and it was because of the nemanus of who it is that was saying it, that other sugya that we said is not really Negeyos, it was based on that he said it was a problem. But I